Father, we just come before you today to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. We're in the month of December, the 12th month of the year 2023. And you've given all of us testimonies of your goodness. We are not the same people we were January 2023. You've been faithful. Oh, you've been faithful. All our lives, you have been faithful. All our lives, you have been so good. With every breath that we are able, we will sing of the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We give you center stage. Have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. Take the glory, Lord Jesus. Take the honor, Lord Jesus. Let all of our focus be on you, Lord Jesus. And I pray that your word will transform us. Your word will enlighten us. Your word will renew us. Your word will lift us up to where we need to be in you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want us to open our hearts today. Don't look at me. Open your hearts to the Lord and allow him to speak to you. Last week, God started speaking to us and giving us insight into our name. What is our name? Oh, I can't hear you. What is our name? We are not sure. What is our name as a church? Thank you. We are the city of refuge. And the Lord, through his servant, started unveiling to us insights about our name. And he began to raise the question, why are we called the city of refuge? What is our purpose? As a church, we must be clear-minded. If somebody comes to you and asks you, why are you called the city of refuge? What is it about your name? We should be able to give a clear answer with no ambiguity. We should be able to state clearly why we are called the city of refuge. Why God has called us. And as a result, we should know the purpose for the city of refuge. The purpose for us as a collective. God's plan and purpose for us during this end times as a church. Amen? So, I'll ask the question again. What is a city of refuge? A safe place, thank you. A safe place. Well, let's go to Numbers 35. The book of Numbers 35, verses 9 to 14. We will start from Numbers 35, verses 9 to 14. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It reads, and I quote, Cities of Refuge, the title. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, many of us have crossed oceans into this land. Verse 11, then you shall appoint cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally may flee there. They shall be cities of refuge for you from the avenger, that the manslayer may not die until he stands before the congregation in judgment. Verse 13. And of the cities which you give, you shall have six cities of refuge. You shall appoint three cities on this side of the Jordan, and three cities you shall appoint in the land of Canaan, which will be cities of refuge. Verse 15. These six cities shall be for refuge for the children of Israel, for the stranger, for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills a person accidentally may flee there. Amen. I want us to note these three groups of people. The city of refuge is where the children of Israel, or we can call it the citizen, the sojourner, the foreigner, can seek refuge. They come in. How does that apply to us in our world today? These people will come in that have experienced devastations from life, painful mistakes that have left a scar on their soul. They're experiencing crisis, seeking answers. And they come in to the city of refuge. They come in to us asking for healing, seeking answers, wanting the Lord to touch them. They come in and they find mercy and grace. They find mercy that does not give them what they deserve, and grace that gives them what they don't deserve. The citizen here in Numbers 35 is talking about you and I. We are Christians. We are born again. We've been set apart. We've been sanctified. But we all go through life situations. Things happen. Stuff happens. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The citizen is you and I. Let's go to Philippians 3 verse 20. Philippians 3 20. What does it say? Philippians 3 verse 20. From the New Living Translation, NLT. What does it say? The NLT version, Philippians 3 verse 20. It says, but we are citizens. You are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. So the citizen in Numbers 35 is you and I, because we are citizens of heaven. Philippians 3:20 tells us that. The second category are sojourners, those who come in temporarily. The Lord has strategically positioned us close to the airport. There's a reason for that, because everything God does has a purpose. There's nothing like, okay, it just happened that we're positioned close. No, there's a purpose. Why is that? People come in. Many people, sojourners, will fly in, come in. They'll come to the city of refuge seeking answers. They want to grow. They want to be equipped. They want to be transformed. And once they want a touch from the Holy Spirit, they want to be renewed, revived, made whole. And once they come in, they receive that, they'll go back to their nations and effect that transformation, because only transformed people can transform lives. If you are not transformed, if I'm not transformed, I can't change anybody. But once I'm changed, God can use me as an agent of change. So the sojourners will come in, be equipped at the city of refuge, receive healing, and then they will return back and effect that change in the countries, in the families they've come from. The third category are foreigners. Who does the Bible call foreigner? Anybody, who does the Bible call a foreigner? I can't hear you. Non-believers, thank you. Non-believers. We see that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. Ephesians 2, 12 to 13 from the NIV version. Ephesians 2, 12 to 13. from the NIV version. He reads, and I quote, "Remember that at that time, you and I were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners," look at the word, "foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world." So these foreigners will come in. There are many of them in our city. Foreigners without God. They'll come into the city of refuge, receive Jesus into their lives, be transformed, receive the light, receive the love of Christ, and be made new, be made a brand new creature, be resurrected from the dead. Ephesians says, "And you he made alive," Ephesians 2 verse 1, "who were dead in trespasses and sins." They are made alive. They are resurrected. They find all this at the city of refuge. So the city of refuge is a place where citizens, where sojourners, where foreigners come in and find safety. They come in and find hope. They come in and find mercy and grace to help. They come in and they are renewed. They come in and they are strengthened. They come in and baggages that they've held, bondages are broken over them at the city of refuge. And we are the city of refuge. I was just introducing, amen. My message today is titled, "Becoming a City Set on a Hill That Cannot Be Hidden." You are the city. I am the city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. We are the city of refuge. How do we become a city that is set on a hill where many will come in and find succor? Many will come in and find redemption. Many will come in and be given a second chance. Because the world out there is a bad world. It takes no prisoners. The world out there is dog eat dog and eye for an eye. Even if I give you one, they give you 10. But at the city of refuge, they get a second chance. They are made whole. So how do we become that city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden? Let's take our bearing from Matthew 5:13. Matthew 5:13. Matthew 5:13. From the New King James Version. The title is, "Believers Are Salt and Light." Verse 13. "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." Verse 15. "Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Verse 16. "Let your light so shine before men." I remember this Sunday school song. How many of us remember? "Let your light shine before men, that they might see your good works and praise your Father in heaven." Matthew 5:16. "Let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So how do we become that city that is set on a hill? How? The Message translation even brings it out clearer. Let's go to Matthew 5:13 from the Message translation, from verse 13. It says, "Let me tell you why you are here." If you doubt your purpose, if you've ever thought, okay, why am I here? Well, let me tell you, the message is telling us. It says, you are here, I am here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? How can people come into the city of refuge if we lose our saltiness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. I mean, there's nothing in this life than not having a purpose. There's nothing as bad as not having a purpose. It continues. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in this world. God is not a secret to be kept. We are going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. I mean, a city on a hill is very prominent. You can't just say, oh, I missed that. What is that? Everybody sees a city that is on a hill. If I make you light bearers, verse 6:15, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket? No. Do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Let our light shine. Let your light shine. Let my light shine. So, how do we become a city set on a hill? Number one, we become salt of the earth. Salt of the earth. What does salt do? Anybody, what does salt do? Salt preserves, thank you. Anything else, what does salt do? Taste, thank you. What else does it do? Salt. It preserves, we're right. It gives a food flavor, taste. It heals. I remember growing up when we were in Kano, anytime we had a sore teeth or gum, my mom would just go put salt in it. You know, put salt in it. Like, what does salt do? But we'll put salt, water, we'll gargle a bit, spit it out, and then we feel better. Salt heals. Salt cleans. I mean, we buy fruit in the store. When I clean my fruit, I mix it with salt and vinegar and water. Salt cleans. Salt is also a key ingredient in manufacturing. So think about cleaning agents. Think about dyes. Think about bleaches. Salt is a key ingredient in it. So how does that apply to you? How does that apply to me? That is a city set on a hill. As God brings people who have been devastated and wounded by the storms of life, whether Christians, whether non-Christians, we are to be salt. We allow God through us to heal these people. We allow God through us to clean them. We don't push them away with our words and actions. We allow God to remake them. As we fellowship, as we draw them in, we allow God in us to remake them. I'm sure many of us have had people in our lives that God used to remake you, that God used to heal you, that God used maybe a word, something they did that just lifted you up, that revived you. God placed somebody in your life that he used to speak a word of correction to you, saying you can't continue this way. And also salt preserves. We mentioned preservation. And how do we preserve? Well, we speak the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 93. Psalm 119 verse 93 in the NIV version. It says, I will never forget your precept, for by them you have preserved my life. The word of God preserves us. The word of God will preserve you. The word of God, you may be going on a certain path, and the word of God will say to you, keep going, or turn around, or divert, make a change here. When the Lord brings this precious people in, we speak his word that preserves their lives. We allow God to remake them through us. We allow God to transform them. We allow God to make them whole through us. Because God is not going to come down. I mean, he's in you and I, so why does he need to appear physically, right? He's in you. The mighty Holy Spirit lives in us. So God is here. Not physically. He's here. And through us, he will use you. He will use me to be salt. As we enter into this new season, as God prepares us to step into the campus, we have to be a city that is set on a hill. The Lord spoke through the prophet that Dad and Mom met at the campus when they went a few weeks earlier. He said he saw the walls breaking down. He said he saw the ceiling open. That talks about expansion. And you know, God will bring people, but God will not bring perfect people. He wouldn't. So we need to be salt to be able to make whole. We need to be salt to be able to flavor, make tasteless food, lives without direction, lives without hope, flavorful. Lives without hope, tasty. Lives without hope, attractive. That people will want to be a part of. The message says, how will people taste godliness without you? We need to be salt. You need to be salt. You need to be a city set on a hill by being the salt of the earth. The second way we become a city set on a hill is to be light of the world. To be the light of the world. To shine bright, the light of Christ, to those who don't know him. I remember a video I was watching, and this man was sharing how he encountered Jesus. This man had been deep in the occult, like occult, deep. If you can think of anybody deeper, he was one. And he said God used this woman to share the gospel with him. And because light and darkness can't coexist, he saw her and he saw her as a threat and he wanted to attack her. And he said he just saw a beam of light that went up to heaven. If you look at the woman in the natural, she was maybe a small 19-year-old woman, unassuming. But in the spirit, her light rose up to the heavens. So you are the light of the world. Don't just see yourself as ordinary. Don't just see yourself as, oh yeah, it's just me. You know, what is it to me? No, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. God has called us the city of refuge. God has called you to shine bright the light of Christ to those who don't know him. Somebody may say, well, you know, I'm saved. I mean, let me just worship God. I mean, this sounds like too much pressure. I don't want to influence anybody. I don't want anybody to influence me. It's too much pressure. I just want to come to church, serve my God, praise my God, go home, enjoy myself. Well, my answer to that is, why settle for a low life? That is a low, low life. I remember a video I saw. This father, and we can liken it to our father in heaven, he sat his 4-year-old daughter down on the table and he placed before her, on the left side, he placed an Oreo cookie. So just one pack of Oreo. I think they sell it for $2 in Kohl's. Oreo cookie. And on the right side on the table, he placed $10,000. So he now asked the 4-year-old to choose. Well, guess what she chose? She chose the Oreo cookie. The little girl had no idea that with $10,000 she could buy a lifetime of Oreo cookies, with more to do so many other things. It's the same thing when we say, I just want to come to church, serve my God, praise my God, go home. No. God has so much more in store for you. He's invested so much in store for you. He wants you through us that many will come. And once he knows that we are ready, once he knows that we will shine his light, he will begin to bring these people, people that are wounded, people that need answers, people that are hurting, people that are broken. And then through us, he will begin the work of reformation, the work of rebuilding these lives, the work of transforming, the work of cleaning, making them whole again. Let's choose the highest life. The highest life. The life that shines. The life that sits on a hill. That is not hidden. Let's go to Matthew 5, 14 to 16 again. Matthew 5, 14 to 16. From the Message translation. I just want to bring something out from there. Thank you. It says, here's another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. We don't just do God on Sunday or on upper room prayers or in Bible study. And throughout the week, you know, our mouth is zip. We don't have anything to do with God or the reference of God. No. God is not a secret that we hide. He's in us. He's a light that shines bright. We are going public. Why are we going public? Because without you, without me, this world is a dark place. This world is evil. Many people every day are dying, going to hell. And Satan is not a nice person. He's not going to say, oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, what do you want to eat today? What do you want? Do you want spaghetti? Do you want rice? No. They are not going in, sitting down, enjoying life. No. They are going in torment and pain for eternity. And God does not want that. That's why he wants our light to shine, to pierce through the darkness, to break bondages. Light breaks. How many of us have seen light cut through iron? A beam of light cut through iron. Light breaks the shackle of Satan. Light delivers. And you don't do this, I don't do this by keeping God a secret or by doing God on Sunday or on Tuesday or on Thursday. We are going public as a city set on a hill. God wants our lives to shine. God wants that many people will come in and find succor and find healing as they associate, as they become a part of a city that is set on a hill. That is you and I. God wants our lives to break chains and bondages, because the investment we make in people that are coming in will last forever. The investment we make in the lives of people God brings in, the foreigner, the sojourner, the citizen, lasts for eternity. It's not just here. The reward is not just in this life. Even though we will get a reward in this life, but the reward lasts till eternity. Imagine that. Forever and ever and ever and ever, somebody will come to you in heaven and go, because of you, my life was changed. Because of you, Satan could not destroy my family. Because of you, my marriage was restored. Because of you, my children are serving the Lord. Because of you, I became free from addictions. Because of you, Because of your prayers, God delivered me from alcoholism, from pornography, because of you. And that is for eternity. That you will be seeing that for eternity, forever and ever and ever. So we are called to be light. Let us be light. Let us allow God to pierce through the darkness, because God will begin to bring many. We'll begin to bring many. We've seen the goodness of God. God gave us a campus. And God, when God gives something, it's for a purpose. The campus. There's a purpose why we are a city set on a hill. That purpose is to be salt. Salt of the earth. Salt that heals. Salt that brings flavor. Salt that creates, that manufactures. I hear a question. Someone might say, well, how can I do that? Well, God is not asking you to do that. God is asking you to lean on His Spirit inside of you. Some of us, there are things we are not natural at. But He's not, there's nobody that has done anything for God that does it in their own strength. No. Anything that God has asked us to do, He's given us the grace to do it. He's given us His mighty Holy Spirit to help us. So we are not to lean on ourselves or look to ourselves and say, hey, me, I can't. No, it's not about you. It's about Christ in you, the hope of glory. So let's lean on the Holy Spirit. In this season, let's lean on Him to become the city that is set on a hill. Let's listen to it, because if you listen to the Holy Spirit, He will give you instructions. He will tell you, do this, do that. He will show you how you can be salt, how you can be light. He will lead you, and then through Christ in you, He begins the work of transformation. Many of us, like I said earlier, there are people that God has used to transform our lives. I can recall people God has used to transform my life, to change me, to correct me. Words of preservation, words of warning through people. Those people were being salt and light. Light gives direction. Imagine this place at 12 midnight. Coming in here at 12 midnight, the lights turned off. And the chairs all set up, everything set up. Can you just walk freely? No. That is how the world is. But you are the light. You come in shining the light. When people see light, they want to come in, right? Oh, there's light there. Let me go in. Let me see what's going on. There's light. I don't have to stay away. That's who we are. The light that draws the world in. The light that attracts many to Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we are a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. So don't hide it. Don't put it in a back burner. Don't keep quiet. Because through you, God wants to change lives. Through you, God wants to preserve lives. Through you, God wants to deliver people that have been held bondage by Satan. Through you, God wants to give direction. God wants to give direction. I remember it was a few years ago, we were driving and dad was in the car and we were just driving, and there was a question in my heart. I was just thinking, I was asking that question. I didn't see anything out loud. And immediately, Daddy Pastor started answering that question. He just started talking, and he was answering that question in my heart. And I looked, and I was like, wow, that was exactly the answer I needed. I didn't voice anything, any question, but God saw my heart and answered the question. You may say, oh, that is limited to Daddy. No, the Bible didn't say, let pastor's light shine before men, that they may see the good work in pastor. No. It says, let your light, Let my light. All we have to do is to be a vessel. Be his vessel so that he can preserve. Be his vessel, because it's not you that is shining anyway. It's the light of Christ that is shining through you. Allow him to shine through you. Don't shut it. Don't squash it. Don't hide it. Allow God to shine through you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to stand up on our feet this morning. We are a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. You are here. Our purpose is to be light, bringing out the God colors in this world. Because God is in you. God is in me. I want us to pray this morning that, Lord, you've called me, therefore I am a city that is set on a hill. Help me, Lord, to be salt. Help me, Lord, to be light. Help me, Lord, that as you bring the citizen, Christians that have been battered by life, Christians that Satan has battered, he brings them in. As he brings the sojourner, those coming in looking to be equipped, looking to be trained, as he brings in the foreigner, that we will let our light shine. We will let God in us begin to heal. We will let God in us begin to transform. We will let God in us begin to preserve this life. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. When we get to heaven, I want you to pray, when you get to heaven, those are the lives that will shine as trophies, that will stand as trophies of righteousness. Pray that, Lord, help me. I want to be salt. I want to be light. I want to go public. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord, to be salt and light in this world. Light that shines. Light that gives direction. Light that corrects. Light that breaks yoke and breaks the bondage of Satan. Light. Your light, the light of Christ in you, the light of Christ in me. Pray. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord, because this is between you and him. Talk to the Lord this morning and say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be salt and to be light. Help me, Lord. I want us to take this song as a prayer. Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand. I'm crafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by, he's guiding us, your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by your holy calling. Set me apart. I know you're drawing me to yourself. Lead us, Lord. Lead me, Lord, I pray. Take me, Lord. Take me. Mold me, Lord. Mold me. Use me, Lord. Use me. Fill me, Lord. Fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Oh, the potter's hand. Hold me, Lord. Hold me and guide me. Lead me. Walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand. We give our lives to you, Lord. You've not asked us to do anything in our own strength. You're asking us to be salt, to be light. We give our lives to you, Lord. My life is not my own. To you I belong. Take me, Lord. Take us, Lord. Mold us, Lord. Use us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. We give our lives to your hand. Hold us, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Lead us. Oh, Father, by your Spirit, lead us. Lead us, because it's in your light that we see light. In your light, we find light. The light of the Lord brings light and understanding to the simple. We know what to do. We know what not to do. We give our lives to you, Father. And we make that commitment today to be salt and light. To be salt and light. In the name of Jesus. There's one more song in my heart. I want us to take it also as a prayer. Lift up your hands to the Father this morning. I want all of us to lift up our hands. And let's take this song together. It's a simple song. For those of us who know it, please join me. If you don't know it, just listen to it and pray it to our Father. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Oh, take my hand, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Let's lift up our voice and sing it. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. You can use me, Lord. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Oh, take my hand, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. That's our prayer to you, Father. We are salt and we are light. Use us, Lord, to bring succor, to bring healing, to bring revival, to bring reformation in our families, in our communities, in our city, in our nation. That, Lord, because we are a city that is set on a hill, many will come in and find Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed.